I do too. And we've got somebody who's fighting all the time on the line right now with us. Go ahead.
Joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is House Minority Leader Themis Claridis. Representative, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Are we going to get a budget deal by June 7th?
I think that's questionable. We haven't had a budget deal by the last day of session for the past few years, and this year is certainly worse. I have hope that we will, and let me just say this. We should be able to, because there are several budgets out there, and if people really put their thinking caps on and get down to work, then we'd be able to have a budget. If it were up to us in the House and Senate Republicans, we would have a budget by June 7th.
Now, are you getting along better than you used to? I'm talking about both sides. This is what drives me crazy. Really, the way.
Now, are you asking? Who are you asking?
I'm asking you.
Us with the governor or
no? The folks. I'm talking about the different parties, the Democrats and the Republicans in the houses, in the Senate. Are you getting along better than you used to?
Well, let me say this. I have been very fortunate in my career, particularly with the past two speakers who I've worked with the most closely, to get along very well with the House Democrat leadership. Now, we get along personally, and I think we have a mutual respect for each other. That doesn't mean we have the same vision for the state of Connecticut, and that's where the problem comes in. I think we are pretty functional in the House as far as getting things done as best we can. I can't speak for the Senate because they seem to have operated a little differently this year. But it's about the vision for the state of Connecticut, Brad. I mean, I can like somebody and I can get along with them, respect them, but if they don't have a vision of leadership for the state, then I'm not going to agree with them on that.
Themis, what are your thoughts on this deal that's been negotiated between the administration and the public employee unions?
Let me start out by saying I understand it's a Herculean task. The governor's office and the unions they want different things. And it's, you know, when nobody can actually open up a contract except one party and you're beholden to that party doing it, it makes it very difficult. Having said that, I've said to anybody that will listen for months, the biggest risk and the scariest thing for the state of Connecticut would be to extend these contracts out. And that's exactly what happened. Because we have to remember, it's 2017 now. And a five-year extension does not extend them to 2022. It extends them to 2027.
Wow.
Which means the taxpayers of the state of Connecticut are bound for the next 10 years, including the next five legislatures and the next two governors. And so when you look, you have to look at this in pieces, right? Do I believe that the concessions individually are good concessions in and of themselves? Yes, but that's not what the question you should be asking is. The question is, does it do the job that we needed it to do? Does it restore predictability, sustainability, and structural change to the state of Connecticut? And the answer is no, when you couple that with it's not enough. The concessions are not enough. It's not enough money. It's not enough structural change to the state. It doesn't change enough things going forward. And then you add the 5 years to it. When you couple those things, there's dire consequences for the state.
Now, the union would argue that they're making these concessions. Why wouldn't they ask for an extension of the deal?
I understand them asking. I do. But when you look at, you have to look at the goal and where we are and the problem we have. This would have been a great deal 10 years ago. This would have helped the state of Connecticut. But when you look at where we are now with over a $5 billion deficit and the fact that half of that, our state budget, our union wages and health care and pension, and once again, this isn't blaming the unions. This isn't blaming any individual people. I have a lot of friends that are state employees. This is about understanding the reality of where we are. See, that's what I think the problem has been with leadership in Connecticut in recent times. It's accepting the reality, because if you cannot accept the reality, you can't change it, right, going forward. So just sticking your head in the sand and say, let's raise taxes to highest we've done in the past 6 years in the history of the state. Let's borrow more than we've ever borrowed. And everything's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay, and evidenced by this $5 billion deficit. it has to be drastic changes. And if we don't make those changes, what's going to happen in 5 years and 10 years and 15 years is people are going to go to their mailboxes, counting on their retirement. It's not going to be there. And I don't want that to happen.
Now, if you take a look at this state, 169 towns, why is it so many people are against saying, hey, we've got a fire department in every town. We've got this in every town. Why can't, in a way, this be changed so that in the long run, we won't be paying as much for the services all over the state? And you mention that to people, and they go crazy. They don't want it.
Because people are comfortable with where they are, with their local, you mentioned fire departments, et cetera. But it's about natural efficiencies. It's about natural regionalizations. I mean, down in the Naugatuck Valley, we have a lot of that. It works out very well. It's the forced regionalizations that give people the anxiety. But when you look at the fact that boards of ed have separate public works and separate areas within the board of ed, and then the town has its own public works, I mean, we have to look at changing the structure, because we can keep sticking gum in a hole to fix the problem, but if the structure of what caused the problem does not change, the problem's still going to occur. So it's things like that are very easy changes, and people may not like them at first because people don't like change, but they will realize that it will not affect their daily life, it will not affect the services they get.
Talking with House Minority Leader Themis Claridis. And Themis, I want to get back to this union deal simply because it's such a huge component in the state budget, as you know. Why not just not negotiate, lay off the state employees that the governor said would be laid off, and then let the deal expire in 2022?
You're right. And that, unfortunately, because of the way we structure our union agreements, 40 states have the ability to open union contracts, part of the union contracts, on their own without it being just a unilateral. Unions make the decisions, yes or no, and end of story. At one point, the governor said, well, what do you propose I do in a leaders meeting, when it was clear that we weren't going to get where we needed to be with this? And unfortunately, when you're in a position that the governor can't open a union contract, the legislature can't open a union contract, only the unions can open those contracts, we as a state and the governor as the chief negotiator has only one tool in the toolbox, and it's mass layoffs. Nobody wants anybody laid off, obviously. But if we can't get to where we need to be with this state, people seem to forget that whether you're a state employee, whether you're a union state employee, a non-union state employee, work in the private sector, whatever you do in this state to make a living, you will be affected by the fact that we have an over $5 billion deficit, and we can't fix it unless we tackle the biggest part of that budget. And so it's not about hurting a specific group. It's about fixing the entire problem.
So is it fair to say that you would like concessions from the public employee unions, but not an extension of that contract?
I understand that that you have to give something to get something. I get it. A five-year extension is just fatal to the state of Connecticut. It's too much. And the only way a five-year extension would even be palatable in the big picture is if the concessions made such structural changes that it actually helped fix the state down the road.
What kind of an extension would you accept under the deal that was negotiated?
I wasn't in the room, and I wasn't part of those conversations. I mean, I think it's hard to say, but what I know is this. 5 years, given the concessions we got, and once again, if you look at each individual concession, they're all valid, and they're good concessions, but they're not enough. They're not changing the base. They're not changing the base. And unless we're changing the base, 5 years is just, it's high. I mean, imagine, it's 2017, and we can't do anything till 2027 if this goes through.
You know, everywhere I go, people just say, look, get ready. You're going to have your taxes raised whether you like it or not. Is that a true statement?
No, we don't believe it is. I mean, we... and the House and Senate Republicans have put out, well, two budgets now. We put out one the end of April and one a week and a half ago once we saw an additional $1.5 billion in deficit. And we put them out without tax increases. Now, that doesn't mean it's pretty, and that doesn't mean there's not parts of it that people won't like. But what I do know is this. The state of Connecticut cannot handle any more tax increases. And if you could tell me, as somebody that is not a fan of tax increases, if you could show me now that the last two tax increases in the past 6 years have put Connecticut back on solid ground and have made structural changes in addition, that would be one thing. But we are in the worst position we've ever been in. So clearly it's not working. Whether you agreed with them or not, it's not working. And it's certainly not going to work by continuing to do it that way.
Well, you know, I'm so glad that I asked that question because so many have said the same thing to me, the same thing. And you answered it. You laid it right out there.
Representative, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll talk again real soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.